He used to be Shaka Smart. Now he's the coach of the Big East regular season conference champions. He's still Shaka Smart. Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. In the passenger seat, it's awesome. The key is, how are you, and what's the first thing you want to mention? How many hours after you achieve this in Indianapolis? I know it's a bad interview question, but I use it with you all the time. And I'm going to keep using it because I'm always curious what you're first thinking about.
Well, right now I'm in a car headed to see Trey Norman, one of our signees, play in a conference tournament game. So I'm on the road, but happy to talk to you, Homer. Last night was fun. It was great for our guys, the way that they handled everything. You know, when we won on Saturday and clinched a share of the championship, we didn't understand.
We lost you for just a second.
Against Butler.
We got you back now.
Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Yeah, so I thought our guys did a great job with their approach towards just going after the game and doing everything that it took to win.
Coach, I just wanted to get, if you got a sense of like what this meant to not only the guys inside the locker room, we know it meant a lot to them, but like the school, the university, the fans.
It seems like it's meant a real lot. I mean, just from, you know, different people that I've talked to, heard from, you know, some of the stuff that we followed on our staff, just that's been happening around Milwaukee and around Marquette Nation. That's one of the best parts, is just being able to share this with so many people that Marquette.
So when did you in this season know your team was really good? I mean, not good, but like sixth in the country good.
I don't know. I mean, I think after we played Purdue, we felt like they had a really good team and a special team because of the pieces that they had. And we felt like, you know, that was a game, if we finished a little bit stronger, that we could win on the road. So at that point, we really believed that we could play with anyone. But it's one thing to believe you can play with anyone. It's another thing to go out and do it. So we had to learn how to win some of those close games. We had some close losses early on that were devastating, but I think those were learning experiences for our guys, and we got better.
And Coach, we didn't get to talk to you last night after the game, but we did have one Stevie Mitchell, the pesky Stevie Mitchell. He's unbelievable on defense.
And 4-0 student, too.
Yeah, and he was, you could tell that he's believing what you're selling him, and saying that we're a defensive team. That's what he was talking about. And despite your high ranking offensively nationally, he's like, we're a defensive team.
Well, you know, I asked the guys, I said, which of our advantages are the most important to press in this game, you know, going into last night's game? And the very first thing they said was our defensive identity. We need to press our advantage of our defensive identity. And I thought our guys did as good a job with that as we've done all season for about three quarters of the game.
All right, I think Tyler Kolek's going to be the Big East player of the year. But even if he's not, give us some insight into your relationship. The Al McGuire supposedly would talk to his players. It seems you guys go back and forth a little bit, and you have spoken of all the things he could do, and he's certainly doing them. But give us a little insight to the beginning of Tyler Kolek and how it has evolved to this incredibly high level of play.
Well, you know, he's a young man that has incredible passion and dedication for the game. And I think it starts there. Just he eats, sleeps, and breathes it, as do I. So we have that in common. We both have Marquette across our chest. And we both understand that the team ego is really all that matters as it relates to a team sport and the individual. And then, you know, he's got an incredible IQ for the game. He's got an incredible work ethic. So I think when you combine those things, you know, it helps us to work together, to trust each other, and to believe in each other. And those are powerful things when you have that type of dynamic.
And I know you just talked about the word trust. That's what I was going to ask you about. For you guys to be that good, I obviously know I've been on some good defensive teams. I mean, you got to believe in each other defensively. Like, I got to understand. I got to get up. I got to be able to get up and press my man because I know I got help in the back in case I get beat. If you don't have that belief, you're not going to be able to do your job on the ball.
Yeah. They definitely, the guys have a real belief in each other, and their relationships are really, really strong. You know, it all starts with relationships, guys.
You have brought that up, the players have, and I've always wanted to say, but coach, come on, every team has relationships. Every team players care about each other, but it's been brought up.
Not every.
But clearly, this is different. You felt it was different. The assistant coaches have said it was different before you ever played a game.
Yeah, it is different. I mean, you can feel it. And Tony knows this. I mean, when you're on a variety of teams over the years or part of a variety of teams, you can really feel the difference. And I'm telling you guys, one player makes a huge difference, positively or negatively. And it's not necessarily that player that maybe gets the credit or the blame if things are better or worse. But, you know, they say use the word chemistry for a reason. I mean, you add one piece, it changes things significantly. You take one piece away. So, you know, we have a really, really good combination, and we can feel that going back to the summer.
And, Coach, obviously you got one more game before you start the Big East tournament, and obviously with the talent in the Big East and some of the very, very good teams that are there, how are you guys approaching this? It's not like you're going for a bid in the NCAA, right? You know you're going to be a nice high seed there, but just how do you keep motivated and in the right direction for this the Big East part of the tournament?
Well, you know, obviously focused on Saturday first. You know, Saturday's our senior day. We don't have any seniors in our rotation right now, but we do have Mike Kennedy and Zach Reitzel, who we want to honor.
Yep.
And, you know, as you know, Tony, I don't care where you play or how good a player you are, you always remember your senior day, your last home game. And you remember whether it was a W or an L. So we want to go get those guys a win. That obviously takes us, you know, a step closer in terms of, you know, seeding and those sorts of things. And as it relates to the Big East tournament, after Saturday, we'll shift our attention to that. You know, it sounds like I guess we'll play either St. John's or Butler again. So that will be, you know, unique playing an opponent that we just saw. But we're not even really going to focus on that until obviously Saturday's over.
Talking with Shaka Smart, I don't know, maybe you've been sixth in the country at past places you're at. Is there a pressure to being that good or viewed as that good or just talked about?
You know, we never really made a big deal out of the rankings, Homer, so I don't think our guys get too caught up in the pressure of it. You know, I do think in some of our recent home games, I think our guys maybe have felt a little bit of like, well, we quote unquote should win. You guys have heard from me before. That's the most dangerous word in sports. You still got to go earn everything, you know, whether it's a team stop, a team score, you know, whether it's, you know, making a free throw, making a layup. I mean, everything you get, you have to earn. And, you know, it doesn't matter what it says next to your name. In fact, when other people are ranked, you know, we use that as motivation, and we got a chance to knock these guys off. So we have to know that people are coming for us, but we appreciate that. We appreciate being at a place like Marquette where basketball is meaningful and where we get a chance to represent a whole group of people that care about our program.
Coach, I want to ask you real quick about practices, because I remember going into my senior year, we had practice with some guys who were going to be coming on next year. A lot of transfer guys were coming in, some higher-level guys, and I think it really helped me my senior year to practice against those guys. I want to know what your battles are like in practice. And I mean, it's got to be great for Kolick to go against Sean Jones. I mean, this guy is relentless.
Yeah, they're good. They are the guys are really competitive in practice. You know, sometimes we'll play our starters against, you know, the next group of five. We only have 10, you know, knock on wood, healthy scholarship guys right now because Imarion is still making his way back, although he's getting closer. But, you know, what's most competitive is when we kind of split up the teams and, you know, now it's like Stevie and Oso on one side and Tyler and Cam and Omax on the other side and Jops on a team. And that's when it gets really exciting. But our guys have been terrific all year in terms of the practice environment and the way that they work to build habits, because as we've told them, the habits that we build in practice, they're going to come out in the game whether you like it or not.
All right, lastly, book. Give us a book. I know you're reading a book. I know you're reading multiple books. We need a book.
Yes. I just got a new book, and it's really, really good. It's called Lighter, and it's by a guy named Young Pueblo. So Y-U-N-G, okay. Pueblo, P-U-E-B-L-O. And the book's called Lighter. And this is kind of a book, spiritual in nature, you know, just about, you know, self-awareness and letting go of fear and, you know, other negative thoughts. And it's one of the ones that, you know, I take excerpts from in the morning and send to the guys.
Congratulations. And we will look
forward.
Good luck.
We'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. See you soon.
Yep.
You
bet.
Coach, he used to be formerly known as Shaka Smart, now coach of the Big East regular season conference champions.
Yeah, I bet those practice battles are good. I used to love those battles in practice with, you know, Keith Stewart, Ron Curry,
yeah,
the Zuloff brothers.
Well, they were better than guys on your team.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
I know.
Like, whoa. Yeah, it was good, though. It was good stuff in practice.
Thanks to Shaka Smart. As I've said before, I don't know what's next, but it won't be as good.